Okay. I got a letter from Pee-wee's girlfriend. The first thing she told me is that Pee-wee said I'm nice-looking and educated. Then she went on to say how she was sorry she couldn't wait for Pee-wee anymore. Pee-wee wasn't around when I got the letter, so I just burned it. I got a letter from Kenny, too. He said he had a part-time job working at Kelly's Drugs on the corner of Lenox and 118th Street. For some reason, I felt so proud of him that he would do that. I just hoped Mama was letting him keep all the money he made. He also said that he heard that Johnny Robinson got killed in the NOM. Johnny Robinson? The last time I remember seeing him was when we were playing 3-on-3 in Morningside Park. Johnny couldn't play that well, but he always tried hard. I had always thought he was younger than me. I didn't know how he could even be in the NOM. Tuesday. Raining. It promised to be the worst day of the war. We were sitting on the side of the hill. Johnson, Monaco, and Lobel had got some money together, and we were playing poker with some guys from Charlie Company. They called it Charlie Company, but it wasn't really anything more than three squads at best. Three thin squads at that. The ARVNs caught a woman with two children coming along the edge of the paddies. They stopped her and started slapping her around. Some guys from Charlie Company stopped them and brought the woman and the two kids to the HQ hooch. HQ didn't have an interpreter, and the ARVN interpreter didn't get anything from the woman. They finally let her go. Pee-wee wanted to give the kids the checkerboard he had made. "They probably don't even play checkers over here," Sergeant Dongan said. "No lie," Pee-wee said. "Maybe I'll make them a doll or something." He went over and started grabbing a handful of grass and started making a doll. It was important to him. I could see that, but I didn't know why. He wanted to make those children something, to give them something. I watched as some guys from Charlie Company started talking to the Vietnamese woman. They were just kidding around with her, talking stupid stuff about how they were looking for some cheerleaders. They followed her to the edge of the camp. Meanwhile, Pee-wee was working hard trying to get his little doll together to give to her kids. I watched as Pee-wee stood, putting the last touches on the doll. I thought it was cool when the woman stopped just before she reached the dikes and handed one of the kids to a guy from Charlie Company. The GI's arms and legs flung apart from the impact of the blast. The damn kid had been mined, had exploded in his arms. Guys not even near him, guys who had just been watching him take the kid into his arms, fell to the ground as if the very idea of a kid exploding in your arms had its own power, its own killing force. I saw the woman running across the paddy. I saw her fold backward as the automatic fire ripped her nearly apart. I saw part of her body move in one direction and her legs in another. The woman's other child stood for a long moment, knee-deep in water and mud, before it, too, was gunned down. I turned and saw Pee-wee walking away. The doll he made lay face down in the endless mud. It was raining again.